Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. One more segment with my friend Sarah Mooch joining us here live in studio. So we talked about it, Sarah. You are going to be performing with Lilac Line tonight over at Songbirds. You can go to songbirdsfoundation.org to get your tickets. But that's not all, because tomorrow you're going to be over at the River Market doing a little bit of busking.
Yeah, a little bit of busking, you know? Got to make some moolah while I'm out here.
Yeah, no, I think it's so smart. And it's one of the coolest things. We're kind of, that area is known for the River Market on Saturdays. And then Sunday they're over
that's
at the Pavilion, which you know about. So it gets very popular. It's supposed to be a nice weekend.
And there's like an Ironman thing that day.
There's an Ironman race coming on, yeah, happening all weekend long here, okay. Which is bringing a whole different crowd. So you guys should get a little bit of a boost there.
And I'm going to post my name, duct tape it to everything.
That's it. Let everybody know and sing some songs. And
oh, yeah, we're going to crank them speakers loud.
Which is excellent. Direction. We work with the Chattanooga Market quite a bit. In fact, we have Oktoberfest coming up in a couple of weeks that we'll do at the Pavilion with them. So always any chance that we have to go check out either the River Market or the regular market, we do that. And now you're on that list, a reason to go check it out.
Woo-hoo!
So if you go into the River Market tomorrow, make sure you stop by Sarah's little area.
The walking bridge.
Oh, okay, right by the walking bridge.
I am right underneath it, apparently.
Oh, excellent.
I think.
You're going to have a bunch of kids all around you. They love the walking bridge part.
Forewarning. Well, they dance, you know.
Yes, no, they're going to love it. They're going to love it. And then later on that evening, you're hanging out with all of our friends.
Yeah.
You're going to go hang out with the Chattanooga Red Wolves and do the national anthem for their game.
Yeah, and my voice should be great.
It's going to be great.
After busking all day.
Sure.
It should be. No, I mean, I've trained for this, but yeah, it's a busy it's a busy weekend.
It is. It sounds like a busy weekend.
I'm so excited.
Have you done the national anthem before?
Yeah.
At different venues?
I've been
and
doing
such.
National
I
anthems.
I figured that would be. It's kind of a
I feel
way
like
of
that's
passage.
What I started doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like
everybody kind of does
get
that.
Your first ask to do the national anthem as a vocalist, and you're like, okay, I'm initiated. I'm official now.
You still get, does that give you any nerves or anything? I know it's one of those songs that some people do kind of overthink.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to another guy the other day, a lot bigger artist than me, and doing a lot bigger of an event, and he forgot half the lyrics to the national anthem.
One of those things.
He was so chill about it. I was like, that would terrify me. I definitely get nervous, but now I know how to control my...
You're going to be fine. I almost thought not bringing that up because I didn't want to get in your head about
it.
But you'll be fine.
No,
you're
professional. I'm fine.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, the mental state is... I've got it on lock. I'm like, I do not let any of the nerves affect me anymore.
No. And it's good. And there's such great people over there. And you're going to have a fantastic time. And hopefully, I know you guys are traveling and such, but try to stick around for a little bit of the game because they have a great atmosphere.
We're going to have fun.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then, of course, you can spend some time here in Chattanooga before you head home.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, you're stacked this weekend.
Yes,
ready to go. Songbirds. You can go to songbirdsfoundation.org for details. Again, if you're a fan of Lilac Line, even more of a reason to go. Sarah will be opening up for them. Those guys have new music that they're working on. Super talented. Obviously, big friends of Hits 96. So, we're happy to promote the show. And then, yeah, so songbirdsfoundation.org. Purchase your tickets now, of course, at the door. The River Market, a little bit of a free show. You can go see Sarah perform. That's going to be happening pretty much all day long. You'll be there.
Yeah, I think I go noon to 3.
Noon to 3.
That's my set.
All right, right in the afternoon. Perfect. Yep. And then the Chattanooga Red Wolves, the game's at 7 o'clock. National anthem will be shortly after that. And you will be ready to go.
I will be ready.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for stopping by today, making us part of your travels.
Yes.
We're going to give a sneak peek to that song, Surrender. It's one of my favorites that I saw you perform. What should we know about this song before we hear it? We know it's going to officially come out next month, but early November, you said.
Yeah.
But what should we know about this before we hear it?
This song is sort of a message. You know, initially it was a message to myself to stop trying to control the future, stop trying to control anything to do with my career and my life. Even though I'm chasing a dream, it's like you can't micromanage everything and control everything to a point of going crazy, because then you're just at a loss. So this one is me being like, sometimes you just got to let go. And I think anybody that's chasing something or working for something knows what it feels like to hit that point of like, okay, it's time to just let go. Like, there's nothing else left that I can do. And so Hence, surrender. So, yeah, if you're chasing a dream, keep going.
That's
Sometimes you got to just give it up to the universe and see where the wind blows you.
See what happens.
Yep.
See what happens. All right. Without further ado, Sarah, thank you again for stopping by and being a part of our day.
Thank you for having
me. Greatly appreciate it. Make sure you follow Sarah on social media at Sarah Moots and all of that, right? It's at
yes.
Sarah Moots.
Yep.
On all
Keeping
platforms. And we'll link up too, of course. You can go to hits96.com for this conversation and all of Sarah's links. We're going to inundate you with links. So
cool.
You can go and click all the stuff. And this is actually featuring Cuffing Season, too, which is
yes.
also an upcoming artist.
Oh,
and you guys, your voices together. Oh, my gosh. You guys
amazing.
Are in for a treat. Sarah, thank you. Here is Surrender right here on Hits 96.